It's time for Brother Larry's Sinner's Sunday. Oh yeah. You tell him, Larry. Brother Larry coming at ya.
Thank you, Brother Dre, and thank you, Larry Etz, and welcome everyone to Sinner's Sunday. Seems there are a number of new faces hanging out with us lately, and that's a beautiful thing. For those who are visiting for the first time, here's the Cliff's Notes, or Sparks Notes, whatever. This little gathering convenes every other Sunday. This is not a religion. I am not a priest. We have no robes or rituals here. We have no secret handshakes. This is a place for those who are kind of sure there's some higher power running the cosmic show, but they've become fed up with what I like to call the corporate god providers. There are many corporate god providers and many flavors of religion. Most of them started off with good intentions, and many of them do a lot of good around the world and for their followers. But because they are corporations, like all corporations, they tend to become corrupted, lose their way and their focus. And even if they don't, while we do need corporations to manufacture cars and phones and all the crap we use, do we need a middleman between us and God? But still, the Bible is full of middlemen. There's a passage being read in Christian churches around the world today about a little conversation between Moses and God. And God is super pissed off at Moses' people. Here's a snippet of that conversation. God says to Moses, "Hey, Mo, I am not digging what I'm seeing lately from my chosen people. They're looking kind of depraved. They've got this big golden cap thing, and they're worshiping the damn thing, huh? Not cool. I mean, are they listening to me or what? What part of false idols don't they understand? In fact, I'm so bugged by this display of disrespect, I may have to spank them with some fire and brimstone just to straighten them out." Moses is, whoa, whoa, whoa. In fact, here's the verbatim quotation. Moses says, "Why, O Lord, why should your wrath blaze up against your own people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with such great power and with so strong a hand?" Unquote. Can you see this? Moses is actually schmoozing God. And he goes on to say, "Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and how you swore to them by your own self, saying, 'I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and all this land I promised, I will give your descendants as their perpetual heritage.'" Unquote. And what happens? God cools off and backs down. The Bible quotation actually says, "So the Lord relented in the punishment he had threatened to inflict on his people." Now, I guess that passage, which is from Exodus, is a pretty strong argument for having a middleman. And in life, middlemen are often absolutely necessary. You go to court, you gotta have a good lawyer. You make a movie or a song or a painting, if you tell people it's great, you'll starve. But if somebody else is saying you're great, and enough of them are saying it, you might get rich and famous. Now, Moses was doubtless aware of his predecessors and how a particular dude going way, way back to Genesis tried the middleman routine and, well, it didn't work out so well. That would be the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. And God was not at all pleased with the goings-on in those towns. So he told Abe he was going to flame them both. And Abe got very nervous because he had kin in that vicinity, a son named Lot and his wife. So God says, "Okay, Abe, tell you what, I'm going to send some muscle down there to have a look around. A couple of my angel torpedoes. I'll hold off on the destruction until they report back to me." And Abe, being a good negotiator, says, "Well, hang on a minute there, God. Why don't you first send your muscle to see my son, Lot? And if together they can find, say, oh, just like 50 good people in town, will you promise not to nuke it?" And God said, "Deal." So those angels who came to Earth looking like men are escorted over to the city gates to see for themselves, and the welcoming committee makes a huge mistake. Not only do they tell the angel dudes to pound sand, they come around Lot's house later that night and tell Lot to hand over those angels or they're coming in to get them so they can do some very nasty things to them. And that's when God's enforcers say, "Oh, really? You punks are done." They blast out the eyes of their visitors. Wonder how they found their way home. Abe got wind of this and kept trying to bargain with God, telling him he may have overestimated the number of good people, but will he please hold off on the napalm if he can find, say, just like 40 good folks? And God says, okay. And then they get down to 30 and 20. And each time, Lot cannot round up even those few righteous citizens. Abe actually bargained God down to 10 folks. If his son Lot could find just 10 guys who weren't horrible, would God spare the Twin Cities? Of course, Lot could not find even 10 good people, and so the angels of death tell Lot and his wife to haul ass out of town right now, and no matter what, do not look back. And so the angels position the low-orbit ion cannons and begin the destruct sequence. Lot grabs his wife by the hand, and they buck as the ordnance begins to fly. Death and destruction on a scale only God himself could dish up. And Lot's nitwit wife just could not resist a quick peek over the cheek. And when she looks back, she is turned into a pillar of salt. But Lot, he keeps on running and lives to tell the tale. So there you have two stories of two middlemen getting between God and people with two very different outcomes. Why the disparity in results? Well, my guess is that Moses' schmoozing worked. Even God likes to be liked and stroked. And Abe, he made a dreadful mistake. Never ask a question for which you don't already have an answer. Before he tried to bargain for the fate of Sodom and Gomorrah, he should have run the numbers. So can we bargain with God? Should we bargain with God? And if we decide to, should we use a middleman or go direct? Well, maybe it works like this. If you know somebody really well, and you need a favor from them, you wouldn't ask that favor through a third party, would you? That would be crazy. You might even alienate your friend. He's going to think, geez, my pal needs a favor and he's too busy to ask me himself, so he sends an agent. But if you seek a favor from a stranger, it might be better to have someone who knows him to ask on your behalf, right? Well, maybe that's your answer. And maybe that explains why corporate God providers remain so popular. If we were tighter with the big boss ourselves, if we were like on a first name basis with him, would we need any intermediaries? Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. If you'd like to keep this ministry going, go to patreon.com/thatlarryshow. You can throw a buck or two into the digital basket there. Come back and see us this Tuesday or thereabouts for the regular show at thatlarryshow.com. And if you need some personal interface with the Almighty, and really, who doesn't? Why not just sit quietly for a minute or two every day and call his name? Think about him. Maybe say a quick thank you for all your blessings. Ask him to keep an eye on those you love. That way, when you really do need some help, you won't be asking a stranger. I'll see you in a few days, and until then, God bless.